A Canadian company has won permission to drill for gold and copper in the shadow of Mount St. Helens. Opponents say this is a terrible place for open pit mining operation and for the toxic waste it would generate. Between the rain and the tremors from the volcano, they're worried a mine could spell disaster for municipal drinking water and spawning steelhead. But the Forest Service and the company both say those fears are premature. Eilish O'Neill from our EarthFix team headed to Southwest Washington to find out more.
Morton, Washington was once a booming logging town, but now it's hard to find a job there. That's shaping the conversation the town is having about the potential for a mine just 30 miles away.
We're for it. We need work out here for our people.
It would probably be a good thing because it would bring revenue back into the town.
It's basically either the grocery store or the bank. Everybody else has pretty much moved out of the area to go and find jobs.
There's poisons that come out of the mines, and they devastate the trees, and that's what we're up here in Washington and Oregon for.
Those are the voices of Shirley Rotlutner, Margaret Fife, and Philip Veal. All three are locals I caught up with in downtown Morton. In 2011, the Forest Service allowed the Canadian company Ascot Resources to drill 11 holes in the Green River Valley of the Gifford Pinchot National Forest. What they found there convinced them that they wanted to keep exploring, so they submitted a proposal to drill 64 holes over 900 acres to check if there's enough copper and gold to justify a whole mine. Bob Evans is an Ascot Resources executive.
All that we are trying to achieve here is the very first step on the ladder to letting the people of Washington know whether they have a significant copper deposit within their community.
In late August, the Forest Service gave the company permission to drill those additional holes. And now the public has until October 4th to object. One person who's objecting is Steve Jones. I met up with him as he headed out to fish on the Cowlitz River.
There is a really good spot. It's about 150 yards up, and we can get down by the water.
The Wilderness Society just named the Green River Valley one of the 15 places in the U.S. it considers too wild to drill. That's because the Green River is so important to the conservation of threatened steelhead. Steve Jones again.
I mean, we're under court order to try and restore this species. Why would we want to degradate a river where fisheries managers have said there's a real high quality gene bank we need to conserve? So why would we put a mine beside that?
Jones points to a 2014 disaster at a gold and copper mine in British Columbia. It involved a dam holding back toxic waste from the mine, known as tailings. The dam broke, and the tailings rushed into nearby lakes and creeks. Jones is worried about having a tailings dam 12 miles from the crater of the most active volcano in the Pacific Northwest, and upstream of the drinking water for two cities. Besides the volcano, there's the region's abundant rain to consider. David Chambers is a mining expert at the Center for Science and Public Participation. He says heavy rains were a factor in the dam disaster in British Columbia.
We have so much more water in this part of the world. With all the water on and in the tailings when the dam failed, and the water didn't really have anything to do with the failure. But once it failed, the water had a lot to do with the damage.
Steve Jones and his allies are fighting mineral exploration, in part because they're worried that finding gold and copper would make a mine hard to stop. Gar Abbas is the district ranger for the Gifford Pinchot National Forest's Cowlitz Valley. He says that argument is wrong. Mining exploration doesn't automatically lead to mining.
There's a picture of a large open pit mine being proposed here, and that is a false picture at this time.
Back on the Cowlitz, Jones lands a cutthroat trout and brings it into shallow water to show me.
Let's release it.
Jones says outdoor recreation could be the future of Morton's economy. And if the Forest Service doesn't change its mind about the exploration permit, he says he and other opponents are ready to take the question back to the courts. In Morton, Washington, I'm Eilish O'Neill.